Page 49.
Agatha Raisin, a newcomer in the village of Carsley, has taken part in a quiche competition. Mr. Cummings Brown, her neighbour, died in the night, and Agatha is suspected of having poisoned him with her quiche. Bill, the local policeman, has come to tell her about the case.
Agatha asked all about the case, all the details she had not asked before. Mr. Cummings Brown had been found dead in the morning. Then why, asked Agatha, had Mrs. Cummings Brown gone straight up to bed? Oh, that was because her husband was usually late, drinking at the Red Lion. Anyway, how did you guess I never cooked that quiche? For you did, you know, even before I baked one. The minute I saw there wasn't a single baking ingredient in the kitchen, I was sure, he laughed. I asked you to make one to be absolutely sure. You should have seen your face. Oh, very funny. He looked at her curiously. What an odd woman she was, he thought. Her shiny, well-groomed hair was not permed, but cut in a sort of Dutch bob that somehow suited her square, rather truculent face. Her body was square and stocky, and her legs surprisingly good. What, asked Bill, was so special to a recently ex-high-powered businesswoman like yourself about winning a village competition? I felt out of place, said Agatha bleakly. I wanted to make my mark on the village. He laughed happily, his eyes closing into slits. You just done that. Mrs. Cummings Brown knows now you cheated, and so does Fred Griggs, the local bobby, and he's a prize gossip. Agatha felt too humiliated to speak. So much for her dream home. She would need to sell up. How could she face anyone in the village?
M.C. Beaton, Agatha Raisin and the Quiche of Death, 1992.